Leave that alone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go back in there. Loud, Tone, Fred, what's happening, man?
What's going on, Junior?
Man,
what up, Tone?
What
up, Fred?
I know
what's
one thing.
It
ain't hot as hell no more. Shit.
It's just hot, but not hot as hell, huh?
You damn right. I mean, I'm hoping this is the worst of it. We made it through, so. What's going on, man? What's happening up there?
Ain't nothing going on. What's going on over there in the Windy City, man? What y'all got going on?
I don't come out my bedroom, so I don't know what's happening in the world. Shit, only time I come out is to get on this radio station, man. Shit.
Well,
hey,
Fred. I know y'all got that. Go ahead.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Go on, give me a shout-out real quick before we get this started, bro. Because y'all in trouble tonight, boy. Trust me.
Well, we in trouble tonight? Well, no, I don't think so. But like I said, give me a guys update. Just leaving the Detroit street mini bike races over here on French Road. Man, it's got to be a few hundred people over here watching the guys get out on these fast four wheelers and mini bikes. Got the Detroit Ride or Die representing, Detroit Bad Company over here representing. Man, it's a host of guys, but man, old retired street racers. I see now they got they set up the mini bike sport. And the four wheelers, man, they got these things hyped up and riding over here, man. They're racing motorcycles with these mini bikes.
Damn, they riding like that?
Yes, sir. Got the vendors out here selling hot dogs, hamburgers, water, pop. Man, it's a good collaboration with a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time, man. It's a good thing. I was invited to come over here last week, but fortunately, I couldn't make it, but I told Hood TV, he's over there filming, exclusively Hood TV. And they, like I said, Pine's over there, he's the flag man, and he's racing. I got to give shouts out to Pine and Brandon, and even Doozy from East Side, he has a stretch quad over there. Man, I mean, the thing is extremely fast, man.
I'm a stretch like a limo.
Vehicle. Man, stretch. And Jeff, here we got Jeff riding that Jeff over here on a stretch. I don't know what it is, a 250, like the bike I was riding at the track. They just stretched it and lowered it. He's out there racing it.
So damn, they doing it like that out there?
Oh, yes, sir. And Dougie, I don't know what to call with Dougie, little Dougie over there, he just cleaned somebody's clock from about a stack over there. He raced the bikes. I mean, these guys are really throwing down over there, man. They got some phenomenal machines, man. You got to see these things. They've been for a long way since we were kids.
Fred, they racing the mini bikes for a G?
No, these are two bikes that race, but the mini bikes ain't far behind them from what they betting too. You know, hey, they got some phenomenal machines over here, man. The back of the car, they got a nice big shot. I said, wait a minute, these guys over here riding these four wheelers like that? They got some nice machines, man.
They
did come a long way from when we were riding them, the little Rutmans we had as kids, and the little 5-horsepower bikes that we had. You know, I see a few guys with the Motor City Mafia shirts as well. They over there representing the Mafia. So
Don't bring up the Motor City Mafia because I don't want to get into it. It's too early in the show now. It's too early
look here.
The show.
Bring it, man.
Hold on.
Tone,
no,
you Tone
on? Who?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who?
Tell him to bring it. Bring it.
I ain't trying to start nothing. I'm being the last time. What's the word they use? Last week I got chastised, if that's the correct word for using, supposedly starting shit off. I don't start nothing. All I do is ask simple questions. They A and B questions. Anything that comes after that, that does not fall on me. But I got a question, though. Now that you brought it up. What's the deal with the Motor City Mafia, Tony? Huh?
What's the deal with the mob?
Yeah, I want, and now I'm going to ask it like this, because I've had a couple people come and ask me, hey, man, what's the deal with this Motor City Mafia? I said, well, I know a couple individuals which are part of the Motor City Mafia, but in detail, I can't tell you why I'm not from the Motor City, you know? As they said to me, that's your man, though. Still, my man, racist and prejudiced when it comes to Illinois and Michigan. If you ain't from Michigan or the Motor City, I guess the best you could do is wear a T-shirt. So, you know, he was giving out free T-shirts. I had to take one. So, but they want to know, Tom, what's the deal with the Mafia? And if it is, as you stated prior, when y'all going to start executing them contracts?
Well, the Motor City Mafia, as you know, originated out of the Motor City. A small
okay.
group of us, all of us that's growing, and, you know, we race together. We trying to put together races in different states, different cities, that, you know, we go around and if it's somebody somewhere that's kicking up a lot of dust, and we feel like we sit like him, we trying to move on. You know, we just making the presence in the Motor City felt. You know, see, the Motor City is where it all started. Everybody else they follow us, and we gonna prove that to them. Just like we did.
Hold on.
Let me finish. Just like we showed Illinois with the Illinois versus Michigan shootout. You know, Michigan prevailed. So we gonna just like we had to convince Illinois, we're gonna convince everybody else that pound for pound, the state of Michigan got the fastest cars on the planet Earth.
Okay. With that being said, it's easy to be pound for pound when you at home. You know, I'm gonna tell you this: as long as ain't nobody at my house, I'm the baddest motherfucker in there.
Well, you know what? Maybe your mic was on mute when I said that we will go from state to state, city to city, and if need be, country to country, to prove the dominance that the state of Michigan has over the world.
Okay, now my question is this:
for you to go
state to state, city to city, do you like need an invitation? Or are you just going to show up and do what you got to do? Because for real, we got July the 27th, we got August the 3rd and 4th, and believe it or not, we probably got plenty of days during the week and the weekends where the track is open. I mean, that don't include what you guys
you
have
know
up
what?
There.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Every one of those dates you mentioned, we already got individuals marked for termination.
Well,
Motor City Mafia, members of the Motor City Mafia will be in Morocco, Indiana on the 27th when the South invades the North for Biz's race. There
okay.
will be members of the Motor City Mafia August 3rd and 4th at Dick Drag's race. Y'all, listen, by no means are any of y'all safe. Nobody is safe, man.
Okay, well,
when you see the vehicles pulling the track with Motor City Mafia on them, you know that there will be no peace. They come for war.
Okay. I want to know whether they're going to engage or not. Because, I mean, if you come in, you a week off right now, you a week off. And if anyone from Detroit, Michigan, that upper, what is that, a hand or a shoe, whatever y'all call that up there, a foot, whatever that is, no, that's Italian. My bad, it's a boot. If y'all looking to engage, y'all should be mighty quiet about it. Because I'm going to tell you this, Turbo GT, Lucas, who else we got? Oh, Little Ron, Danye, Three Love, Ground and Pound, Eastside Stranglers. I mean, Do I continue?
I mean,
hell, I'm even gonna go with what some people consider the short class. We got Lenny, we got Skin. I mean, I don't hear nobody trying to engage. I mean, if that's what y'all do, I'm just asking the question that people ask me. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, Skin's so sweet. We can whip him with one of these mini bikes over here.
Well, you know
nobody
what?
Nobody worried about.
One thing about him, if you say something sweet to him, he's sure going to engage with you. He ain't got a problem engaging.
We're with him on these little mini bikes over here, man.
What was that?
I said we'll whoop him with one of these little mini bikes over here, man.
Well, he's sure trying to engage. And if you make it right for him, he will get down. Now, my question is this. As you said, the Motor City Mafia, members of the Motor City Mafia will be there.
Yeah.
Are they going to engage? Because remember this, before you say something, this show is recorded. Will they engage?
Let me say this. If you see a car come to the drag strip and he bag it out and it say Motor City Mafia on it, the man is there to engage. He's not there for a car show. He's not there for the environment, for you know, the atmosphere. He ain't there for none of that. That man is at work, man.
Okay, then. That's all I wanted to know. Now, I was told August the 31st, last man standing. Is that correct?
So, y'all want some get back?
I was told August the 31st, last man standing. Is that correct?
And I'm asking you, does Illinois want some get back?
I'm gonna make it real easy. The last man standing was from Illinois. You should be asking, do y'all, and I don't mean it in a country term, I mean it as in you alls, do y'all want some get back?
Hey, you know what? I understand. Hold on. I just remember, you weren't able to make the Clash of the Titans. Michigan won the Clash of the Titans.
That is correct. I never said nothing about that. I never said nothing about the Clash of the Titans. I asked, August the 31st, last man standing, is that correct? Now, everybody's mic is
correct.
Out.
It's correct.
Did everybody's mic
it's correct,
you?
Tom.
I mean,
it's correct.
Okay. My understanding was August the 31st, last man standing. I'm going to ask this again.
What?
I don't
hold
know.
On,
maybe
hold on,
maybe
hold
by
on.
English.
Stop.
Maybe
you know
it's
what?
My
I really
accent.
Feel like, I really, hey, I really feel like we had some unfinished business there. Why don't we say August 31st, Dom versus Lil Ron? The continuation. We want to get that off. Cause see, you know, true enough, a win is a win. Y'all did win it, and I've been trying hard. I'm talking about, man, I've been calling this man every day. I've been counseling him. I've been talking to him. I've been begging and pleading. Boy, that man Chemo wants Lil Ron's head on a platter, man.
Now, hold on, Lil Ron ain't here. If anybody out there can get in touch with Lil Ron. I'ma speak, and I don't want to put myself out of place. That is correct. Lil Ron, Chemo want a piece of him. He had a chance, and he bagged off the line. I'ma end that right there. Regardless of the situation, me personally.
Hold on now.
Me personally, can I state my opinion on this, even though I'm outnumbered? Can I state my opinion? Okay.
Chemo
had an opportunity. I'm going to state my opinion, which is a fact. Chemo was on the line with him and bagged off the line. Me personally, I would have lit that second bulb up. Yes, sir. I seen the video. They did the burnout. They was ready to roll. Lil Ron was sitting there. He was ready to roll. Okay, maybe my view of the video, I might not have had my glasses on. I might have been seeing another Mustang out of Chicago, blue Mustang. I might be wrong. Now,
hey,
what'd you say, Dom? Diamond's another one. Had his opportunity. I understand. Racing, anything can happen. But he had the opportunity. Regardless, was Little Ron on the line on both occasions?
Hold on, Junior. Let me say this.
Okay. For those
that may not have been there or didn't see it or whatever the case may be, they were prepping the track for the final, for the last man standing. It was the Mexicutioner out of Detroit and Lil Ron, Lil Boosie out of Chicago.
Right.
Dom had a battery problem. So after they prepped the track, Dom's car wouldn't start. Lil Ron and his father, Class Axe, gave Dom every opportunity he could, but we ran out of time at the drag strip.
Right.
So when Dom conceded, told him, man, it just ain't enough time to do what we're trying to do. I went over and told Lil Ron, you know, he ain't going to be able to make it. Can't answer the call. You got it. Lil Ron, like I say, Class Axe, man, that dude said, man, I don't want it like this. And I say, man, I mean, it is what it is. He said, I saw Chemo back there in the line. Tell Chemo, get his ass down. Hey, man, I thought they were shooting a scene out of Fast and Furious. Chemo come around that corner so fast, he was drifting. He bumped that motherfucker in, immediately was ready to engage, and he had some type of, you know, catastrophic failure, and he couldn't answer the call. By no means.
Stop right there. Ain't that just what I, maybe my English is so fucked up. Ain't that what I just said?
Wait a minute, June.
Hold on, June.
I don't mean to interrupt. I ain't got no dog in this fight, but when it comes to Detroit, I'm going to get into it. Chemo came, I'm talking about straight off the trailer. No shakedown
Hey, Ball, we're going to take it further than that. He ain't come straight off the trail. That man come straight off the interstate, man, and down on his ass. He went. That man had no clue he was going to have to engage when he got there.
Okay.
Lil Ron didn't finish saying that man's name, and Chemo had the candles lit on that thing coming around the corner. No question.
Let me go. Okay. All that you are saying is correct. If I'm not mistaken, that's just what I said, but maybe it's my accent, maybe my English, I don't know, but that is just what I said. My question was this. Ron was there occasions.
You talking about
Chemo
ready to go. Backed off the line and all that. Like, you know, see, you said it like it was some coward shit. Talking about the man bagged off the line. The man didn't bag off the line, man. His tuner told him, shut it down. It's hurt, man. You can't answer the call. Chemo said, fuck it.
Okay.
Kill the bitch. Go ahead and go.
And guess what? And I understand and I accept that. I understand when another man throws the towel in. Ain't no different than being in the ring. I understand it. It's going
June, the man didn't even back across the line. The man has to, they have to push the car back across the line.
Okay, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
The man was able to back across the line with power. He was going to go down the track with power. So
this all goes back to what I said. Is y'all ready? Because last man standing, see, y'all confusing everything that I done asked, everything that I done said.
July
31st, last man standing.
No, but you know what, I don't appreciate you downplaying the efforts of these gangsters over here, man. Them people about to hurt Lil Ron's ass, man. Now you talking about Dom folded under pressure and Chemo bagged off the line and all that. Man, don't do that, Junior, man. Don't do that.
That ain't the way I said it. That's the way you said it. I never said it like that. But now that you said it like that, all I can say is this. Every time someone came up to the line, Ron's gun was blazing. That's all I'm saying. Am I correct or am I not correct? Now my question was, last man standing. Is that what it is August the 31st at US 131? Because if it is, then y'all, as in you all, again, I corrected it, y'all need to get back. Because the last man standing at U.S. 131 was who? Can I please get an answer to this question? Oh, damn. Everybody, mic. Hold on, man. Let me check the board. I guess everybody's mic is dead. Okay. I'm going to answer that question. Last man standing at U.S. 131 with a gold cup that I love, or a silver cup, I'd love to drink a big ass cup of coffee out that motherfucker, was Little Rob. So who the fuck needs to get back? Chicago don't need to get back, not for a last man standing.
Hold on.
Maybe for a Clash of the Titans dash two. Maybe for
why don't we call Dom and ask him about the trophy he took home that was a foot and a half taller than him. Michigan won Class of the Titans.
And I understand that. And you know what? I congratulate
We had about 15 extra minutes, so we just threw some shit together, and Lil Ron happened to be the last one stand. That was some sideshow shit. That didn't count.
Excuse me. What did
people
you say?
Were there
does,
for Clash
it does
of the Titans, man.
Because the man was the last man. See, this is what I'm saying. Y'all going to get a little class on the usage of words, that trickery shit. That's what you grudge, motherfucker. I be hearing you Michigan motherfuckers think you real slick. When you were wording your, what y'all call that?
Hold on, you keep hollering he the last man standing. Well, in that case, I should be last man standing.
Okay.
I was the last motherfucker to lead the drag strip. I was the last man standing. Look,
no,
Ryan ain't done
the
nothing,
man.
The old man
that shut the lights off, he was the last motherfucker to leave. So, but getting back to it. See, now you jumping
I was
from,
there after him.
Hold on. My question was, and again, please, I ask this. Can I get an answer before I open up these other mics? Can I get an answer? August the 31st, U.S. 131, Martin, Michigan, last man standing. Slouch, is that billed correctly, sir? See, now Slouch left.
Yeah,
well,
I'm back. Yeah.
Is that billed correctly?
That's
can you
correct,
tell me
last
what race
standing.
Is going on? That's August the 31st, Martin, Michigan, correct?
Yes. It's gonna be last standing.
See, I already hear y'all motherfuckers laughing. Don't laugh, motherfucker. Now, can I ask a question? Who was the last man standing at 131, the last race? Was it the Mesticutioner? Was it
Sub-Zero? You said
Mesticutioner.
Mexicutioner.
Oh, I thought it was Mexicutioner. My bad. I told you, man, my English is fucked up. You know that better than anybody. Goddamn. No wonder the man cussing me out. Okay, but who was the last one? Was it him? Was it Sub-Zero? Or was it Little Ron? Can I at least get that answer so we can move on with this?
It was Little Ron, man. It was Little Ron.
See, I didn't like the way you said that. Like you just throwing it off. You know what? Hey, Coach, you want me to open up some mics before you kick me off this motherfucker?
hey, Junior, and mute your mic since I ain't working for it. Mute your own mic.
Okay, I'm going to make it real easy for you. I'm going to open this first one up. 773-4786. Your mic is open.
What's going on? It's Eastside Stranglers, man. It's Terrell.
Who the hell is this?
Terrell.
Who the hell opened
Eastside
that door,
man?
My bad. I didn't mean to do that, brother. I'm so glad you came on, because you see, I'm trying to fight these suckers off, man.
Yeah.
I got a question. Mr. Terrell, are you looking to engage with the Motor City Mafia or any or above from Michigan?
All the time. Anytime and all the time.
There you go. Hello? Y'all motherfuckers was tough when it was me up by myself on the call.
Hold on. I'm about to ask the man a question. Terrell, will you be in Morocco on the 27th?
Yes, I will.
Okay. We're going to see to it that you get some action.
Okay. Now I'm asking you a question.
I got some action. White Trash and Aaron.
Oh, you
go
want,
you want,
hey man.
Hold on. I think we got one just tried to commit suicide. You say what now?
Aaron won't get back on the 27. And Wayne was talking about running me too.
Ooh, oh yeah.
So the Hulk is engaging with Aaron, which is Street King, right? And with
right
Trash. Right. Okay, that you see that? Hey, Terrell. I'm gonna shake your hand from right here. You know why? You a killer. That mafia shit, you a motherfucking killer, because you, hey, man, he going straight for y'all motherfucking throat, man. What's y'all talking about?
I love the race, man. I love the race.
That's what's happening.
I love
that's
to gamble. Yeah. I
hey, Terrell, do me a favor. After you whip these suckers, get them at least a soda and some cotton candy so they can go sit up in the bleachers and see how real killers do this shit, man. Can you do me that favor? Yeah, motherfucker. What's happening, man? What's going on, man?
Man, everything's
come
cool
on, man.
Making straight, man. I see y'all talking about man Ron, you know.
Ron
was the last man standing.
Man,
oh,
Ron
okay.
was lucky, man.
Hey, let me tell you one thing, though.
It,
check it out, though.
Here we
go. Your chemo, bring his comp here on the 27th. He got an action for Ron.
You say what?
Chemo, bring his car on the 27th. Next Saturday, he got an action for LeBron.
No,
Chemo's
out of town next Saturday. Chemo will be out of town next on the 27th. He won't be able to make it. He stipulated
okay,
that 3 shows ago.
Okay,
bring
I got a question.
Show up.
Yeah, you're right, because he don't do shit anyway. That's what was said.
That's right.
He don't do shit anyways. I mean, you can get anybody to wipe the windows down, so, I mean, damn. We could pick up a motherfucker on the interstate that can clean the windows on the car. They don't need him there. But I got this question, Tom. Why don't you have Chemo, if he really trying to engage, come on down to, I know he always complaining about other issues, come on down to Byron on the 3rd or the 4th. You got 4 lanes in that bitch.
He will be there.
Concrete. Hey, Terrell, tell these people about Byron, for those that don't know.
Byron's a beautiful track. Byron Hook. The bad thing about Byron is on lights. They got a curfew.
Yeah, but you know what? They did a test flight about a week or two ago. And I think that I hope I'm not misstepping myself on this, but I think they're trying to negotiate to where they might be able to finish the year out with some lights over there. Which boy, if they bring that night racing, y'all better not come this way, boy.
Hold on. Let me ask you this: is Lil Ron talking about going out the back door?
Hello, 8 Mile.
I thought Chemo was under pressure. He was trying to go out the back door.
No, it locked. No, that race that night it was
right,
8 Mile Pro Tree.
Hey,
oh,
I got somebody got a lot of background noise there. If you could mute it up, I don't know if you got us on speaker or what the deal is, but check your mics, man.
No, that race was 8 Mile.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they was going out the back door. But see, you know what? And Chemo might not even know it. He just heard his name and he came swinging. I don't even think he knew what they was going to race, whether it was going to be 8 Mile or a quarter mile.
Hey, Chemo ain't come swinging. Chemo was trying to find the fastest way up out of that bitch is what he was trying to
do. Man, I'm telling you, man. The man come around the corner so fast it looked like he was drifting. And went straight in the bleach box. Motor ice cold.
I mean, can I ask you this? Hello?
Somebody babysitting.
Hey,
somebody,
yeah,
hold on, I'm putting on mute.
Who's babysitting there?
That's good.
That
we got people out here spending quality time with the kids. That's beautiful.
You're supposed to, man. You know, I believe in one thing. Family comes first. Anything after family is drag racing for kids, you know? you gotta put a tone, you know, I gotta keep it real. You know? I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful for my family that's here with me. After that, first thing on my mind is drag racing. Shit. I ain't even pissed yet. And I'm thinking about racing, boy.
I got a question. Is it true that should Chicago bankrupt Detroit?
No, sir.
Hold on. We don't want to bring up politics, especially those that hit so deep to the heart. We done fucked them up on the hockey team. You know, they went broke trying to catch the Blackhawks. I mean, look at their racing scene. I mean, I hate the fact. Hey, Tone, y'all need a loan, man? Y'all need a couple $100, man?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Shit, I can't help.
Tony got a front Detroit.
I can't help y'all, but I put it out there that y'all need it, though.
Yeah. I think Slout and Lil Tony, I think Motor City Mafia at the front Detroit.
It's shit. Hey, man, check this out, man, Tone. Now,
yeah.
your man right here, Terrell, said he's going to engage white trash if they show up, white trash and street kings. Now,
okay.
My question is this. Are there any other members of the Motor City Mafia that would like to engage? Terrell, give for those that don't know, most people here know, but those who don't know, can you give a baseline? You ain't got to tell them everything because they don't need to be looking under your skirt anyway. So, but can you give them an idea of what you're working with to see if maybe one or two more can get the courage if they can?
Back half, 10-side W tie. I got to meet him on
back
there.
Back half?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Back half, muscle, 10-side W.
The Hulk is a back half car?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought you were stock suspension.
No. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. So, you know, if any of y'all trying to engage, man said he more than willing and able to.
Let me ask you this. Do you see a 313 number? Like the last four is 9502.
313-9502.
Is it?
Yeah, I see him here.
Could
let
you
me hear
that
man.
In, please.
313-9502. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
Yeah, shit. You tell me what's happening.
Man, a race going down. That's what's up. In the Chicago, Indiana area.
Hey, this your boy Street King. What's happening, man?
Ain't no question.
Man, what's happening, man? Man, my man Terrell on the phone, man. That's my dog, man. He a racer, man.
What's up, boy?
Hey, what's happening, Rev? What's happening, everybody?
I'm all good.
I bet Leon ain't on this motherfucker and won't engage, do we?
Well,
hey,
well, Terrell just want to make sure y'all don't forget your way this way, you know. Because people
man,
sometimes
I'm
get lost.
Sometimes
get
right
lost.
Now. Shit, I'm thinking
that's
about coming to get the motherfucking dead jerk chicken Friday.
Yeah, come Friday, Ann. Hook up with me.
All right.
We're going to
invade. Come Friday, man. I ain't got to do. My brother, Mama passed away, so. The funeral Thursday, so I might get out of here Thursday. I mean Friday morning. So, what time y'all gonna be up?
Okay. I'm gonna check with B. It's probably around 5 or 6 o'clock.
Oh,
All right. Well, I don't know if you got some. I know you have a room. I might have to give me a room.
Yeah, I can give you my number, man, so you can network with me once you touch down.
Hey, okay. Street King, I don't mean no disrespect to you, but when you get that room, get you plenty of Band-Aids, get you some ice and all that other shit, because when you go back, you will end up laying down in that motherfucker.
Hey,
cause one
but
thing,
the whole
one thing.
The whole theory to the story is I came to race, I had fun. Hey, we ain't gonna win
there
them all.
Go.
So, well, just have some fun. He come down here, he told me, like, I'll race you here. I said, all right, I can't even let him go down there.
Right.
I'll
that's
be down
what's
there.
Happening.
I'm looking for some more races, too.
Damn. Well, I mean, shit.
I really want that Leon cat, though, Leaky Leon. That's who I want.
She want. You looking for Leon? Let me run through here, see if maybe you
hold on.
Hey, Aaron.
Leave Leon alone. Leave Leon alone. That's a big tire, back half, Willy Bar, big block car. You ain't got nothing for him, man. That man got a race car,
man.
Leave him alone.
Hey, Tone. Mind your own business, bro. Mind your own business. If that man want to engage with Leon, let that man fight. Don't be trying to save nobody. Let them fight, man.
Didn't you beat him out some money? Why can't I have
him? Hold on, we ain't talking about why you gotta bring up the past. Ain't nobody talking about that. See, that's the problem
hey,
with
man,
us as
man,
a people.
Hey look,
we keep
Julia,
going back.
Walking around with a hat that said rest in peace, Gold Digger. Now I own that car. He not finna walk around with that hat on. He got to run me.
Man, you don't know. Gold Digger might have been a cowboy from back in the days, man. Some cousin of his
man.
Or something, man. You can't assume
that.
That's
his worst nightmare. Look, when that man walk around that hat on, he might as well be thinking about me. He must want to engage. He engaged with the 901 boys. Well, hell, shit, I shouldn't be shit then. They should fuck me up and run me first. Because I don't want no parts of that motherfucking Junior Cone.
Hey, man.
But,
When it comes to Leon, that Leaky Leon shit, I ain't with that shit. That shit ain't cool. You either address him as Mr. Leon, a.k.a. Mom's Performance, or just call him Mom's Performance. But that Leaky shit, that shit ain't cool, Tony. I ain't with that shit, man.
Hey, Junior, I agree with you. I'm saying that Leaky shit ain't cool. That man be tying the motherfucking drag strips up 2-3 hours.
You motherfucker.
You ain't
shit, motherfucker.
Hey, y'all be lucky you ain't having that dog track. Shit, we'll be going at 4 in the morning.
Let me get some more callers in here, man. Let me see what's happening, because I know somebody understands. Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior. Y'all always bragging, beating on y'all chest, talking about 41 ain't got no curfew. Shit, with Leon, I said they can't honor no curfew. They know that shit gonna run over.
Hey, bro. Do not speak again. This is an understanding that we had. If a motherfucker ain't on the line, do not speak about him, man. Respect that man, please. That's all I'm asking. Leon, get your leaking ass on this bitch, please. Get these boys, shit. Let me go ahead and open up a couple mics, see what's happening, brother.
Hey, you know Leon locked in. You know Leon locked in with Wake King Kong.
Yeah, 901 with Kong.
And 901. He got about 2 races he locked in.
3969, your mic is open.
I got 50 What's
up, Junior? What's up, Junior?
What's happening,
Tony? This big Perm, East Side Stranglers.
Perm, what's going on, brother? What's happening?
Hey, man, I want to address my man, Terrell, right quick. Hey, Rail.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that clock soft post, man, where they say we got gapped by the regulators, man? We need to get them down here on the 27 too, man.
I'm going to tell you about that, man.
We need to get them into a grudge situation.
Man, listen,
regulators don't, we need to get them into a grudge situation.
Regulators don't grudge unless it's at home, man.
Everybody know that.
Oh, okay.
No, sir. I am not a part of Regulator Racing, but I think I can speak on them guys' behalf. Them guys will go anywhere you want them to go and do whatever you want to do.
Hey, can I say something, please? Please let me say, well, lock your fag ass in. Ain't that what you be saying, Tom?
Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing, though.
Guys, man, if y'all could ask them guys if they can maybe come up here on the 27th or maybe September 8th, man, and, you know, play around with us up this way.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. That's another one we got going on, September 8th. That's Gunny Pig's show, baby. Y'all motherfuckers
yeah,
in
that's
serious
all,
trouble.
All them little local guys, man. Y'all need to come see us, man, on 41. That's going to be a good day for all the guys y'all race on. You know, without all them big heads, them big headliners in the way.
Everybody on this line is a headliner. What you talking about?
I'm just saying without all the 901 bad boys and traffic, all that stuff out the way, just us, you know, from Detroit and, you know, Detroit, Chicago guys, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, Perm, it is no doubt about it. Absolutely, positively, we going to support y'all, man. Every time we do something over here, y'all the first ones through the gate. Ain't no question about it. We going to support y'all 100%, man. Y'all good guys. Y'all like to race. It don't be all that arguing and fussing and cussing. I mean, you know, y'all lock in. Y'all race. You lose. You pay. You win. You get paid. Ain't no question we going to support y'all. That's what I've been said. All y'all got to do is just keep coming on here, letting everybody know the dates, and we there. No questions asked.
Hey, Tone, September 8th. Listen, man, wear your raggediest clothes, because, boy, that's going to be some down and dirty shit going on there, man. I mean, that's going to be some ugly. I mean, I don't know how y'all get down. But over here, when we grudge race, oh, that shit going to be ugly, boy. I mean, ugly. It don't matter who you are. If I look next to them, if the man next to me, if I look at him and he cock his eyes sideways, what they say? Down on his ass. That's the type of race that's going to be September 8th. Ain't no bullshit going on. You're going to see brothers, sisters, father and son. Listen, motherfucker, get your ass to the line, boy. So I'm letting you know ahead of time. Come dirty, boy, because it's going to be ugly.
Hey, Big Perm.
Yeah.
Perm.
Yeah.
You don't lie? Check it out. Yeah. They say Gap. The Hulk never get Gap. One of the staff members from Motor City Mafia stepped in my beans. Look at the video. What's the guy that was MCing? The little short guy.
Reg,
I believe, yeah. You look at the video, he stepped on my stage like, as I was creeping up the stage, he on my beam. He stepped out, the stage like disappeared. That's when my stage like came on, threw off my whole preparation. That's why I got gapped. But I guarantee you, I will never get gapped in a race. So they didn't really
regulate
that on clocks off.
Regulated racing got to come on with it then.
Hold on. You say what
regulator? We want regulator.
What he was saying, Tone, that there was an error on the line. Because when he went to stage, someone had stepped into the beam. Okay? He thought he was in the beam. But when they stepped out of the beam, he wasn't fully set. It threw off his concentration on his staging.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so
he said they got
why,
the video.
That's why I asked little Tony.
Right.
That's why I asked little Tony that day. Can I fly back in? I wasn't aware. That's why you wanted to buy back in.
Right.
I didn't know that.
I mean, you know, I didn't break it down to you. It was a lot going on. I didn't break it down to you, but I was going to put up another 500 and get back in there, run it back.
I don't want to cause an argument confusion, but he stuck in my beans. That threw me off because I got a way I set my car when I stage and I pre-stage. You know,
right.
when the light went off, I thought I was already in the stage beams. So I had to creep up some more. And that's when I put my car in second, not, you know, because it threw everything off, and that's the reason why he got me out the gate.
Oh.
And I wanted to buy back in and run that back, but it is what it is.
Okay.
Just go, just watch the video. I'm glad, you know, we out there videotaping. You can see a lot of things, you know. So watch the video.
You're right. And you know what? I'm glad you brought it up. Because then, Terrell, those are things that can be corrected then. You know, because
hey,
you know everything.
Terrell.
Yeah.
But, like I say, I wasn't aware of that, that, you know, you had that situation. So, next time I see you, I'm going to give your entry money back, your $500 bang, and I'm going to get that back to you since you said it was one of us that that threw you off like that.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
red, but it was one of the guys with the green neon staff shirts on because y'all held him lime green. So you can pick him
right.
out.
Right.
He's back right into my bean. He had a video camera, whatever. He's back into my bean, and the video camera to Mike. And that's what happened.
Hey, Tom.
That's how I was going to buy back in.
Hey, Tone, this is Big Fern.
Fern, what's happening?
Hey, Tone, we stranglers, I'm sure we agree, or we all agree on this, man. You know, that money you want to give him, tell regulator we'll put that up.
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, be a motherfucking gangster now. Be a gangster now.
Hold on, damn. I'm trying to do the right thing, and y'all trying to go to war. Hold on, man.
I'm trying to write
what's wrong, and y'all drawing on me. Hold on. Let me get you
back later.
Let me draw on later.
Hey. The man said, The man said, thank you,
hey,
but fuck that. Come to the line. Get to the line. That's what he's talking about.
Hey, man.
7054, your mic is
full with gold diggers.
Oh, we got somebody at the bar. Hold on. I got somebody at a bar or a club, man. You need to mute your mic, man. Hello?
That's me now going on mute, Terrell.
Yeah.
Hey,
going on mute.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, on the 27th, we also got a mafia that's going to draw on bids. I ain't gonna say the car name. But he coming just for bids.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, shit. Well, the mafia, I'm going to tell you something, man. I can't speak for the rest of the people, but going to 41 and drawing on beers, you might as well have gone in his bedroom and drew on him, man. I mean, it ain't no different. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the mob bet on the gap also.
What was that?
I say the mob also bet on the gap. Biz ass will be gapped at.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do I stay at home? What do I call that? Or at
well,
41?
Yeah, at
no
yeah,
limit ratio, Biz ass will be gapped.
Well, then you know what? You know what I say, right? Let the music play then, goddammit. If that's what you say. But you know, it's easy. I can tell you, you know who I'm a gap? Every motherfucker on this station, but when it comes race time, that's a big shooter fit now. You ain't messing with no punk now. Remember this.
Yes, he is.
That there is, as they call him. I didn't say I call him, because I only got one king. That is King Beers. He gonna make y'all motherfuckers bow down. He gonna make y'all motherfuckers bow down now.
Hey, man, that man played out like disco, man. It's over.
Hey, I wanna say one thing, though.
Hey,
I wanna say one thing, though.
I like disco, man. Yes, sir.
Let me say one thing.
Biz no king, man. He wasn't no racist this year. That was last year.
That right. He had a Cinderella season, and it's over now. It didn't struck
me. He had not won any races this year, and he only was participated in one hat race, and that was in Memphis. And he lost against Junior. I mean, lost against Lil Ron in Memphis. So he's no King Biz. He's just regular Biz.
Hey, man, the man in chess mode right now. Be cool, man. He's just in chess mode, man. Y'all motherfuckers made it so easy for him last year. I'd go into test mode, too. Why? Y'all the ones still trying to catch up. I mean, that's what I was told. I ain't speaking upon it because I know. I'm just saying, though.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir?
Do you realize we pay money for this airtime? Why are you wasting it talking about nothing? That man ain't nothing, man. Nothing.
I mean, then you got to make it easy, then. I figure this. If he ain't nothing, I'll draw down on him. Because, you know, I want to start at the bottom of the barrel.
Didn't you just hear... It was stated that there will be a member of the Motor City Mafia there to assassinate that man. Didn't you just hear that?
Hey, Tom, this is Big Burn. I want you to know, man, you know, just let me know when that race come on. I want you to know I got a Motor City Mafia shirt on. I might wear that motherfucker.
Hey, Big Firm. We'll discuss them issues off the air, bro. Don't give these motherfuckers no type of ammunition or juice, because a motherfucker will hold you to that shit, man. God damn, don't do that with these suckers, man.
Hey, well, you know, behind the scenes, you know, me and Perm, we family, baby. Behind the scenes, when we get to that drag trip, I mean, mug. Hey, June.
I'm just saying, Junior, you know, I did buy a Motor City Mafia shirt when I was there at the event. So, you know, I just might have to slip that sucker on when I see a race. That's all.
That's what's up. I bought one too. You know, I'm trying to help Detroit's economy too, but I guess that shit didn't work either.
You see 313 0178. You're Skip on the phone. Batman, get do it down the phone, Skip.
Junior, you on?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm looking for him.
Tell hey, Junior, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Who's this?
It's Reggie.
Reggie, what's happening, man?
What's going on? Hey, I want to clear up one thing, too, about that guy in the beams. Flash and I did see it. It was one of our staff members. I was at the back of the stage and pulling those guys around, but it was one of our security guys that wasn't doing his job, so we addressed that. He was doing more videotaping than doing his job, so we did address that.
There you go. I don't see the number on here, Tone. Tell him to hit his one button.
Right now, press one.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you know what? You know what the thing is, though? I'm glad, like I said earlier, Rez, I'm glad he brought it up, because then, you know, this is a work in progress. You know, and every time an issue comes up, as long as they speak upon it, you're able to correct it, you know, as time goes by.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we about to, you know, in the next couple of weeks, y'all going to see us drop these events coming up. You know, keep August 31st open and keep October 5th open. We got something that ain't been done before, so be on the lookout for it.
Well, you know, Illinois is trying to engage, man. You know, I'm hoping again. Can I ask this question, Red? Are you a member of the Motor City Mafia?
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to hear. Now, my question is this.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Yes, sir.
I got something else I want to say. For guys in the Michigan area. We got a couple guys that they said they'll charge $150 and they'll bring your car to the drag strip and take it back home for you. If this individual has got, you know, something that's more kind of streetish and they don't want to risk driving to the track, or they don't have transportation to the track, that they $150 round trip. They'll come to your house, get the car, put it on. They got a multi-car car haulers. They bring the cars out to the track for you, and it ain't no curfew. When the track closed, they take all the cars and bring them back home. They're gonna charge $150. So far, we got two car haulers that haul three cars apiece. So if anybody interested, just let us know, and we'll give you the contact number to get in touch with them. That'll be for the August 31st race and each race that we had thereafter. Anybody that's interested.
So there ain't no excuse now that my truck ain't working or I ain't got a trailer. If you're trying to make it there. Hey, Tone, let me open this one mic up here that I'm pretty sure they're going to cuss me out because I just seen it. 706-9626, your mic is open. 706-9626, your mic is open.
Chandler.
Oh, okay, my bad. You know, I thought that was your man on there.
Who?
The dog.
Who?
Oh, the dog. Hey, I got a couple more hands up. Let me open this up. You know what? I got somebody there got some real bad background there. Let me go through them real quick, see if I can find them. Yep, I got it right there. 313-6547. That was you. Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else you got going on, man?
Junior. You going?
Yeah.
You got a Detroit number 313-5817?
313-5187.
5817.
You got to hit that one button. If he hit that one button, I'm going to find him real quick.
DMX.
Tell him to hit that one button. You can let him in.
All right, check. You got, can you reach Skip from Do or Die?
No, I ain't got no numbers here to get nobody with.
Okay.
Let me go on and open a couple more here. 313-3973, your mic is open. 313-3973.
313-9502,
your mic is open.
I'm already open.
Hello?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
I was already in.
Yeah, what it was, I had shut some of them down, yeah.
Okay.
6638, your mic is open. 313-6638. Nope, he ain't coming in. So what you got going on this weekend, Tom?
I'll be down in Fayetteville, Long Island Joe. Got friends in Fayetteville. I'll be over there. Told him I'd come over and support him.
There you go. That's for the tribal wars, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. That's right. We'll have a tennis tie shootout over there. Bikini contest and, you know, things of that nature. So he really sparked my attention when he told me about all that. But yeah, they're gonna Fayetteville's a nice track too. So I'm gonna go over there and hang out with them for the weekend.
And, so the Motor City Mafia will be in the house down there, huh?
Yeah, we will be at multiple locations wreaking havoc. Yes, yeah.
Well, I'm going to say something again, Tone. I ain't saying this other than, you know, shit be coming through, text messages, shit like that. That's the only reason why I say this. I personally have nothing to say because I don't race. I don't own a car. I don't even know shit about racing. But y'all need to make sure when y'all get to these different tracks that you let somebody know where you at. So if y'all happen to get assassinated down there, at least a motherfucker know what's going on. Because I know what's going to happen to you when you get to 41.
Nothing.
And this mystery.
Hold on.
And this mystery killer that y'all got coming there to go fuck with Biz, shit, y'all, hey, man, you might have to send a ambulance out there to get him, too. Because I already told you.
Why would an assassin
man,
tell what he was going to do?
Man, come down that motherfucker with a hand-picked arsenal and run through that bitch.
Okay, and
why
what's
would an
stopping y'all?
Come through and tell you what he's going to do?
And what's stopping y'all from getting a hand? What'd you say? A hand pick of fish or whatever the fuck that was?
And how's it gonna be down there?
I mean, okay,
we ain't
so
running from
what,
shit down there.
Well, again, this is an open party. This is an open invitation. I mean, all y'all got to do is hand pick your group of fishes and come on down.
We did. What happened last
one,
time?
Hold on.
What we do last time?
Here we go.
Where's
here we go
kid,
again.
Man? Is it still in you all?
Again.
That trophy still in you all,
hey.
Truck man?
Hey, we needed a double stacker to take that thing back home.
Right.
It wouldn't fit the regular
trailer.
The trailer.
Hey,
okay.
Man, this shit like poker, man. They don't care about the money. They want that ring, man. That ring is worth something, that bracelet. It's like basketball. It's the ring, man. You can win all the motherfucking games you want. You don't got a ring, you ain't shit.
I got a question for you, Mr. Assassin and all this other bullshit y'all got. What's it going to take for y'all to handpick a group and bring your asses to Illinois, be it at 41, be it at Byron, or be it on motherfucking 90 going west? What's it gonna take?
Man,
I mean, do y'all have to be like insulted or the slap in the
Byron,
face or what's it gonna take?
Byron,
man?
I know.
Yes, sir.
Johnny's fixing his car. He's trying to make it. I'm coming. I think we're gonna have that green car there. Little Tony. Y'all bringing a car. I think Ron's coming. I don't know. We probably have about 6 cars. I mean, that should be enough to have them, though. Chicago car.
No, that's more than enough. Hey, Junior.
Get it? Yes, sir.
Do you see that 0178 number now?
You said 0178?
Correct.
I see it right here. Oh, they gonna cuss me out too, man. I know who the fuck this is. Hello.
Yo, what's the
what's
deal?
What's up?
Man,
hey,
I'm,
hold on. Don't answer that phone. That tough, man. Hold on now. Hold on. You know I got tonight,
right now, I can't be tough. I'm out with the family. But what ignorant motherfucker want to lock in? Where is he at?
Okay. He ain't here right now, but it was spoke upon that if you bring Sub-Zero over the border, whether it be, again, I understand you have prior commitments and family commitments. That's all a beautiful thing. God bless you for that. But if you bring, quote, if you bring that bitch over the border, be it the 27th or be it the 34th, they're going to beat your motherfucking brains in. I mean, is there any understanding?
Kimo, I told him you have no problem with coming to Byron on the third, the weekend of the 3rd and 4th. They talking about Lil Ron, this, Lil Ron, that.
All right. They tell them I'll be there, sir, and I'm going to put my microphone on mute. But when I get done with the family, I will be back on here. But maybe by then y'all have Lil Ron on here. Down on his ass, I go the 3rd or the 4th.
Well, act right then and hit the – hey, act right then,
about
man,
the
27th. Hit the mute button.
I can't make it to 27. Who keep hollering the 27th, man? Who is that?
The public that wants to know, the public.
Man, they holler. See, they get tough when they know I ain't gonna be in the house. But when I'm in the house, they scared. So
you know what people say when daddy ain't home, you gotta act tough, shit. But you ain't daddy, bro. So they ain't worried about you.
Trust me.
Hey, Kimo, go enjoy your family, man. I don't want to cut you off. Go enjoy your family.
Okay.
And if we can get
I'm
a little Ron
on
off here, you going to
hear.
You'll know.
Okay. All right.
Hey, now, Tony, I don't mean no disrespect, but that's the best excuse I ever heard for a joker cop. And hey, man, I can't talk too loud or say shit because I'm out with the family. But, yeah, I'll kick your ass. Bullshit. You know what? Hey, when I'm out with the family, I'm not answering that shit.
hey, Jay, did you see an area code
601-5133? 601? Let me run through this. You said 601? Yes, I do. I see a 601, but it's a 1093.
I don't know. Could you bring that in?
601, 1093. Your mic is open. 601, 1093. Your mic is open.
No, I guess that wasn't it.
Let me go through them. Let me go through it again. No, sir, I do not see it here.
Okay.
Hold on, I got another. Let me open this one up here. 313-6638. I see you back on again. 313-6638. Your mic is open. Now, 313-9502. You're back on.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're back on with us.
What's around? Are you still on the phone?
I want
that 500. That bitch come out, ain't nobody gonna get them. Let me get that 500, Tom.
You want 500? Hold on.
He said they ain't gonna never get gapped. He said they ain't gonna never get gapped.
So, are you saying that you want to bet 500 on the gap also?
I want to bet on that.
Man, do you know that's the motherfucking incredible? That's the Incredible Hulk, man. That's the Hulk you're talking about, man.
He ain't shit
like
David Banner. He run. Hey, he ain't shit when he David Banner.
Terrell, come on in here and get this boy.
Yeah, I'm in David Banner mode right now.
Man, you David Banner or you the Hawk? Which one is you right now?
What, right now I'm David Banner. I'm out with the wife. I'm David Banner right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, I ain't gonna.
And then me and her get home tonight. I'll be coming to Hawk.
Okay. That's the good one then.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, so now that's a gangster right there. Not that bullshit Chemo did a few minutes ago, man. See that? That's what I'm talking about.
I just did the same thing.
It didn't sound like it to me. That man said it with a clear voice, man. That man said that shit crystal clear. Man, I'm out with the wife. I'm on his family.
Man, that man sound like he was under the table, man. Stop it.
Hey, man, don't talk about your boy Chemo like that, man. Shoot. That shit ain't cool, bro.
Hey, Tone, to the girl. Terrell girl said, probably told you, you better answer it right now.
That's right. Oh, no. That part didn't come in. Hey, I got 313-6361. Your mic is open.
Man, Young Money. God damn it.
Who?
Young Money.
Who? Man, Young Money, what's happening, man?
Man, what's up, man?
Asking a few questions, trying to get some
man,
input.
Where Leon at with that gold chain, man? We want that gold chain.
Hold on, man. You know what, man? Hey, Big Perm, Terrell, can y'all get in touch with Three Lug, man, and maybe have him get in touch with Leon? Because I'm tired.
Okay, I'm going on mute. I'm going to call Three Lug.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm tired of these fools bringing up Leon's name, man.
Okay, I'm going on mute. Hold on.
Hey, y'all don't want none of that Three Lug, man. Y'all need to leave that shit alone.
Man, we gonna fuck Three Lug up. Fuck Three Lug.
Well, I'm gonna ask this, Young Money. You know, I don't know shit. All I do is ask questions. A lot of people think I talk too slow and I might be a dummy. But I gotta ask the questions. Are y'all looking to come this way and engage, or y'all just engage at home?
Man, we coming there, we're going to fuck your Hawk ass. We looking for Leon.
Right.
I heard him for checking the custody.
No, Leon right now is taking every and all players to the line. Leon said he don't care. If you come into his home track, oh, yeah, he got to entertain y'all.
Well, we want his ass. Get him on the line.
We're trying to do that right now. As soon as he come on, I'm going to make sure he get right up on you.
Hey, Jim, you see that 601 now? 5133?
Sir, I ain't going to lie to you. You got to give me a minute because I came outside to smoke a cigarette. Y'all going to have to wait a minute. Now you on my time, goddamn it. you know I live at a non-smoking premises, so I got to run down to the corner. Hey, I got to run to the corner and smoke a cigarette.
Hey, let me find out you still using the smoke shacks.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I just called Three Lug, get the track right now, but I'm going to call Leon up, and I'm getting him in.
Okay.
I'm going on mute.
Oh, Three Lug at the track? What, he testing?
Yeah, ain't none of your business. Maybe they got a family function over there or something. Maybe it's family day at the track. What are you asking them questions for? Don't get nervous now, goddamn it.
It's Sunday, man. That's what we do out here. Sunday, the locals run there all day on Sunday, man. They just come out and play, man.
That's right. Hey,
we don't
need
no
perm.
Big
Perm, don't tell them, man. They don't know nothing about them, man. These boys at home macrameing and crocheting and doing all that other shit. Come on, man.
You get to telling them shit. They learn too much shit. Because for real, hey, Tone, you know I don't mean no disrespect, man. I know y'all got a badass squad out there, but y'all motherfuckers ain't bad enough not to come whoop no motherfucker in Chicago. Hell no.
Hey, listen, man, listen. I just received a text that said, let the Windy City know that we coming to knock the wind straight out of them. And all that. Well, who is it? What is it? Where is it? We going to sit just like y'all want us to sit.
Okay.
Small
and I just got a, hey, and I just got a text that said, y'all lie. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
hey, John, I bet you can't get, I bet you can't get Biz on the phone to lock in.
Hello, hello, Junior.
Yes, sir.
This the way I got Leon on the line.
Junior, what's happening?
Hey, Leon, do me a favor, man. Listen to me. I'm going to put you in the private room. Listen, I'm going to put you in the private room. This is me and you. Hey, man, I got all these suckers over here wanting some action, man. Go down on their ass. Let me put you back in. Hello? Can y'all hear us? Leon, your presence has been requested, man. Get down on these suckers, man. Okay, he on here. Street King, Young Money.
Hey, Junior. They already know what I got, so I hope they don't go to holler. They got lit ties and all that shit, man. What's happening, Racer? What y'all trying to do?
Okay.
Whatever.
Come on now. Step. Here we go. Whatever.
Hello?
Step up to the plate now. Hey, Leon, hold on.
Hey, you know,
I think
never,
they sidestepped.
I ain't never cried about no fire start. Oh, okay.
Okay,
well, what's happening? What y'all trying to do?
Engage.
What y'all got?
You know what I got.
Hold on, whoa. Hold on, you just said don't
got.
I don't know what
I'm
talking about. So what difference to make what he got? Hey, hold on. Since you did the first one, I don't know what I'm talking about. I know this voice here. I get your ass down, motherfucker. I'm going to lock in with you for the 27th, motherfucker. That's what I told. Listen, man, if I'd have had my Camaro on the trailer, just in the garage, I had on the trailer,
I hold my left hand to God. I'd have hooked it up in whole land.
Hey, Leon.
Whole land.
Yeah,
hey,
who
Leon.
There? Who there? It's Cutter Jr. from Young Money.
What up?
For the 31st of August, little punch race, for the 31st of August, the race at Martin, we want to lock in 500 for 1500 or better with you.
Hold it, man. Hold it. Come on now, y'all. The month is going real fast. Let's not wait so long, man. They got the 27, man. I got one race. I got the race.
What?
I got to run key. Listen now.
Listen, man.
No, I ain't gonna lock in this because I really been jumped in the ring with a bad motherfucker this weekend, and I'm gonna run him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna give it everything I got. And if I whoop his ass, when I whoop his ass, I don't know what I might tell. So I ain't gonna lock no races in. All I can say, when I whoop King Kong. And any motherfucker down there, I feel like I won't, or mother will draw me, and I feel like I got to win, get the ass down.
Hey, listen. We like this. You blow your motor up, we going to give you a motor. Put in that raggedy motherfucker.
No, I wasn't getting no motor.
Leon, you don't need none of that junkyard shit that motherfucker's working with out there.
No, I ain't going to call him no junkyard, but I don't need no motor. But I'm just saying, I ain't going to wait to that long period of time to do racing. I'm telling race any and every motherfucker come down here on the 27, man. Because I got something I got to do. I ain't getting no paycheck. I'm going to get them bankrolled. Mark my word now.
Y'all got an opportunity on the 27. I'm going to open the page a little bit wider for it. Y'all got an opportunity on the 27th. Y'all got an opportunity the 3rd and the 4th to engage with him. If, am I saying this correct, Leon? If everything goes well and you make it to the 31st, you don't have a problem engaging with them, do you?
Right. But I ain't going to lock nothing in right now because that's too far apart and I got a lot of work to do over the weekend.
Well, all right. We see you there on the
31st.
See you there on the 31st. Get your ass down.
Why don't you come on the 27th? Let me see how good you really can talk. Not only, I got two cars. I got a 67 Camaro. I ain't said nothing. Get your ass up here on the 27th.
Leon, I'm going to tell you like I've been saying, man. They going to go at it at home, man. They ain't trying to come out here where them killers at, man.
No, they got to travel, man. That's no fun.
It's easy. I understand that, and I believe in traveling.
The man said they had a prior engagement for the 27th, but any day thereafter, down on Leon's ass, they'll go.
Do they have an engagement for the 3rd or the 4th?
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Junior,
right,
big third
and fourth, too. That'd be cool, too.
I heard some bells on the line for Leon.
Listen, you see, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't said nothing. I'm glad you brought it up, though. Leon,
it's big
prior
I
to
heard
you,
some bells on the line for you, Leon.
Prior
came
to you, okay.
And they still
and
on
you
here.
Know,
I'm not scared.
You
we
know,
own Leon ass.
You know,
for
you, know you got.
Hey, hold on.
You
hold
know
on,
you
hold
got.
On, hold on. Who's that? Who's that in the background hollering? Who is
you
that?
Got a lot of bears. You got a lot of bears. You got Huggy Bear. You got Panda Bear. You got Gummy Bears. You got koala bears, Yogi Bear. I mean,
hold on, hey,
a bear is not a bear unless he a grizzly bear. And motherfuckers was kind of tough
on
who was on here. Yes,
hold
sir.
Hold on,
Leon speaking. Leon speaking. Hold on, Mr.
Hold on.
Leon.
You mentioned
Junior.
A grizzly bear.
Hey, Junior, they can't be no bear because I'm going to tell you something. If you watch Discovery, that goddamn bear going to try anybody, anything.
See, they ain't
trying.
He
gonna try anybody. He gonna try his mama.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned a bear, a grizzly bear. Would you please bring in that 601-5133?
601. Their mic is open. They ain't come on because they ain't want to. Mr. Grizzly Bear, would you like to come in and join the rest of us?
Hey, man, how y'all doing? This Mississippi Bill, man. I'm just listening, man. How you doing, Lil Tony? What's up, Bo, my man?
Joe, what's that? Hey, Joe, they want to talk about grizzly bears. I told them, now, I know a grizzly bear now.
Well, Tony, I don't, you know what, boy, I'm glad, you know, you give me all these props, but, you know, I always keep it 100 with you. Just, even though I appreciate the encouragement, but let's just wait and watch and see how this thing play out. But now, for the most part, Tony, you exactly right. Now, you're exactly right because, like I tell them on the show, we ain't got oil pressure, but we got oil in the pan.
Hey, Joe.
You understand
hey,
what
Joe.
I'm saying?
I want, first of all,
let me speak. Detroit, what's up? I love all y'all guys. Y'all been showing number love, as well as Chicago, Lincoln, Leon, everybody. I love all y'all guys, man. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all real soon, man. And now, go ahead,
Father. Hold on, Joe. So, I told you will be at the South Invades the North on the 27th at Biz's Race in Morocco, Indiana. You know,
yeah,
like,
I'm
going to
tell you why we're coming. We missed Latoni's race. We really wanted to get up there. I wanted to get up there. And it was a real sad situation, but, you know, things happen. My brother has decided that we're going to come up to Biz's Race. We got, he can't take too much of watching his opponent cold kill a race and not see him race. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, he's going to spend this opportunity to go up there and see Cold Killer run 901 Bad Boys. And I'm going to ride with him. And there it is. We'll be in Morocco, Indiana, ladies and gentlemen. If the creek don't rise, we will be there.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you now.
Go ahead, sir.
Will you be engaging?
No, we'll not. The car will not be ready.
The reason why I ask this, because I don't take nothing away from nobody, and I give any and all grudge racer. I don't care if he a 13-second car or a 5-second car. If he a grudge racer, I give him the utmost respect. But I'm old school, and I believe in originals. I believe in the original. That's why I asked whether or not you would be engaging. Because anything after the original, to me, don't mean nothing. But that's my personal opinion.
Well, man, you know, I appreciate that, man. All I can tell y'all is it's going to get real good this year, so... All I can say, y'all, keep in touch with the racing world. Keep in touch with the latest updates. Because if the creek don't rise, it's going to get real good this fall. Now, that's all I can say. I'm going to leave it like that.
Well, we hoping to see you this way.
Oh, yes, sir. If the creek don't rise, me and my brother T.L. will be there. I'm going to tag along with him and... Well, hopefully we're going to be there, man, Friday evening. So we coming. I hope to see all y'all guys over there supporting and engaging and fellowshipping and having fun and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
There you go. That's what's happening. See, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all from Detroit, you see that? Joe, where are you coming from? Which I know you don't need no introduction because your name says it all, but... Where are you coming from again?
Mississippi.
The man said if the creek don't rise, he coming. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all ain't but 30 minutes away in Michigan. What's happening? What's happening? Hello? You see how quiet this shit got?
Hey, Joe, don't y'all shake and shiver now. Hold on, Junior. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Ain't you got something going on that you want to talk to us about down that way coming soon?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and talk about it now, little Tony. And I appreciate it, man. You know you my guy. Much love for you, man. I appreciate everything that you have done and do for me. You're a real stand-up friend. So, and it hurt me to my heart I couldn't make it to your show, but as long as me and you know what's happening, that's all that matters. Ain't that right, Bo?
Ain't no question.
Yeah, so...
I tell anybody. No, Joe didn't make it to the show, but that motherfucker damn show called me every 15 minutes for an update.
And you didn't ask the motherfucker.
No, but Joe, tell him about the show you putting together.
Yeah, me and my brother, we debuting the Gangsta Boo. The Gangsta Boo, November 2nd. No Problem Raceway, Dinesonville, Louisiana, November 2nd. I want everybody from Detroit, Chicago, to write this down, put it on your calendars, because we need y'all support to make this a successful event. It's November 2nd, No Problem Raceway, Dinesonville, Louisiana. That's TL and Mississippi Joe. We debuting the Gangsta Boo November 2nd. No Problem Raceway.
Now that's the original. That's the original Gangsta, correct?
And Bo, all I can tell y'all, and I swear to y'all, on my mother's grave, if y'all see any G-body out there like this one, I ain't gay, I ain't got no punk in me. But I suck your dick.
Oh, shit.
Well, hey, for Joe's sake, you better hope you don't see another one like that.
Hey, I heard Joker's vlogging on YouTube already. Like, I'm going to get the head out this motherfucker.
Yeah, man, but, man, I'm excited, you know, and because it's been a long time coming, and, you know, God is good. It's been a long time coming, and I've been having to be quiet and keep everything a secret and just be cool and, you know, and you have to hear all the rigmarole and the mockery that people say about you and the things they say and, you know, and you have to just suck it up and keep it moving. But, you know, it's just like I say, you know, when God is for you, it don't matter. The world can be against you.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir. Leon, what's up, man?
What's going on? You know what we need to do? You need to go back and have the man who made them videos when we raced, when me and you raced, me and you and Three Love raced each other. We laughed and grinned, jumped and talked about it. It wasn't no mad. Wasn't nobody talking about nobody. Wasn't nobody calling nobody out their name. We just, y'all want some money. And we learned something behind that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no bitching, no fuzzing, no talking about none of that shit. They need to look at that video and see how much fun we had.
And, boy, it was a packed house, wasn't it, Leon?
Yeah.
We had a ball, man. But, you know, this is no false advertisement. I repeat, this is no false advertisement. This is the car will be ready 2 or 3 months ahead of November. But he's not going to debut the car until November the 2nd. No Problem Raceway, Dinesonville, Louisiana. Leaky Leon, you know I expect to see you there. Lil Tony and the rest of y'all. I know I expect to see Leaky Leon and Lil Tony.
Hey.
You know, some people you just expect things out of.
Hey, Joe. Hey, that's around my birthday time, so you know I got to celebrate my birthday around that time. That's my birthday time.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. Do you have flyers coming out? And if do you have flyers coming out? And if you do, could you send them to Tony so we can post that on Motor City Mafia Grudge on Facebook, and we'll be able to light up the boards on this side of the border for you.
Yeah, flyers should be out. Me and my brother been working on this. When did I tell you, Tony, about a month ago? Little Tony?
Yeah. Yeah, about a month ago.
So me and my brother been anticipating this ever since maybe March. So when we locked the track in, I called Little Tony and told him. I told him I'm not going to say it too quick, though, but now this is good time because everything is in concrete. So it'll be November the 2nd. No Problem Raceway, Donaldsonville, Louisiana. And I'll make sure that I send Little Tony some flyers because I keep in touch with Little Tony.
I got one little tidbit. For those that don't know, No Problem Raceway is one of the record-setting tracks down south where a lot of the NHRA super stock, and comp eliminator records are set. You talk about a fast track, that's the bitch to go to.
Well, my
that's
man right over here, nobody talking about, and I'm going to tell y'all something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They got a bar and a club underneath the tower. Shoot pool, drink cocktails, drink beer, whatever. Super nice facility.
Lock it in.
Super nice. I'm talking about, and the lanes are so wide. Super nice track. I mean, that's all I have to say. So,
you're right.
I'm asking for y'all support, and we appreciate you all support, man. Because without you all, none of this could be possible.
Well, you got
that's
it
right.
There. You got it there, brother. That's for sure. Hey, Tone, I got a couple more lines. Let me open them up real quick, see what's happening.
All right.
773-7948. Your mic is open. 773-7948. Your mic is open. Nope, he ain't on. All right, you, hey, Tone, go ahead, man, while I run through these.
All right.
Yeah. Tone, what you got going on with the Bumblebee? You know I love the car, man. I mean, you got to fill me in. What's going on? What you got going on with the Bumblebee and et cetera, et cetera? I'm a fan of yours.
I got a prior commitment to go to Fayetteville for Long Island Joe's race on the 27th, but I really, really wanted to come over there and engage with Biz at his race on the 27th. But, you know, he can run, but he can't hide. I'm a catch him.
Well,
and then, like I say, I want to hang out with
you
and know Big Clark.
Why don't you come over
there? Huh?
Why you won't come over there?
I got a prior commitment to go to Fayetteville that day.
Come on, man. This in your back door, man.
I understand, but I gave a man my word that I'd be at his race before I gave Biz my word that I could come to his. So I'll be over there for drag's race.
Okay.
You're another one, Leon.
Tony, I ain't running for you. Whenever you get ready, man, I'm ready to gamble. Because, hey, before you know it, it's going to be cold around here. The niggas is going to be telling lies again. What they going to do is burning lines up and all of that.
I really don't think he trying to engage with you, being you had the mishap that you did.
I didn't lock in two races, man. Ain't no such thing.
No, I didn't say you, Leon. I said I don't think little Tony's trying to engage the Bumblebee with you.
Being the mishap you had, I honestly don't think so.
But then again, hold on, can I finish, sir? Excuse me, sir. Can I finish? With the utmost respect to you, can I finish? Goddamn. But, Leon, like I was saying before he interrupted us, I don't think he really want to engage with you. But then again, I guess we'll have to see. We'll have to see the third or the fourth. If, now this is the key word, if he willing to engage. Tony, you were saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you after you interrupted me.
First of all, I'd like to know what mishap you talking about that he had.
I mean, it's plain as day. He had issues with his car. I mean, it ain't hard to see.
That man had issues at the 1,000-foot mark and already had the laundry out, man.
No, you didn't. Now, you won't even tell the truth. It's on the internet.
That's
you know that. Now that's
hey,
but you know, we don't live
up. That's his story, D.I.
Hey, look. Hey. If it wasn't on the internet, it'd be different. He knew it was Adam, but we ain't going to talk about that, Junior. Let's not talk about that. I dare him. He always making commitments to somebody to go to another track. This track is 3 hours from him. I dare him to act like he tried to get there.
Hold on, Leon. Where did we and you race at, man?
We raced at 41.
Okay, so what are you saying? You talk about like I don't come to 41. I support 41.
I'm not saying you don't come to 41. All I'm saying to you is, I mean, y'all guys should stop that catering to somebody else's races. You know, big race is a big race here, and you're getting plenty of action there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have plenty of action. You drive 10 or 12 hours to go to somebody else's race. You got to
ask. Hey, Leon, I don't think you're going to be able to pour him on Byron if you had him in a cup of water, man. I don't think so.
Yeah,
but then again,
I don't even
again,
pour him
again,
in Byron. I wish he can come now. Because, you know, a lot of people is on the edge to whip this out, period. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like this here, and I'm going to say this, and I don't care if don't nobody like it, nobody pay my bills. The North versus the South, but I'm coming to whoop any motherfucker ass get my way. Because I'm coming
Thank
to get
you.
The money.
Can you say that again, please?
I don't care nothing about the North and the South. A mother gets in my way, I'm coming to get their ass. That's what I'm coming to
Thank
do.
You.
So
Thank
they always, they might as well stop all that. If the South get in the way, I'm already locked in with the South. So ain't no ifs
see,
or buts
see,
about
Leon,
that. But the rest
see,
of them,
Leon,
get their asses up there.
That's what I like about them old school gangster races, man. See, motherfuckers like that don't bullshit. It don't matter who it is, man. Leon, if your brother had a race car, what would you do to him?
Hey, what would I do to him? What I did to him? We love each other.
Okay.
I blow
okay.
his ass out.
There you go. There you go. See?
Hey,
these new world races.
You know
on,
what,
man.
Junior? Junior, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know what? My old man went to the track to see us get it on, the young brother versus the big brother. Young brother was smarter, but the big brother had a little more muscle than he did, you know. So it's always been like that. But if Tony don't show up, he don't. We'll race one day, but I tell you what, I want to see two cars go down the track with nobody having no problem, nobody doing nothing. Just both of them sound just down there looking
hey,
at each
hey,
other
hey,
down
hey,
there.
Hey, Leon, I personally won't be there. However, there are members of the Motor City Mafia that will be there, and they will lock your ass in, man.
Hey, hold it. Don't get nobody to cover you, your ground. You need to cover your other group, your ground. You cover your ground, not them. Don't
man,
stick them in the pot.
Would you tell it again? Would you tell it to them again?
Don't stick them in the pot. Get your ass down there. Because, see, I just walk kick because I want to race, but I want to be beside. When me and Aaron had problems with being in the ring. It don't matter, but a win is a win. I ain't going to brag
That's
about
right.
it, but if Aaron comes, we going to race again. I told the man that.
Aaron.
We got a one-on-one race. Let's break this tie.
Aaron going to be there. He will be there.
Okay. But I don't want
what
Tony
size,
to keep going.
What size
people.
You going
to
have on your car, Leon?
Hey, listen. That's reason I didn't came. You know they say all state, I got another car. So I got an all state. If this motherfucker can't do it, that second song gun is going to do it. And all my cars got big tires on them. So when you see me, I'm telling you like I'm from Texas. Everything is big. I just want y'all to know that. Tony, as long as you knew me,
Leon,
I always
Leon,
had a big time Willie Bob
hey,
on my
Leon,
car.
You see this? They always study yelling your name, but then they want to ask, what size tie you got on? What you got here?
Listen,
what you got
here? Hey, Junior.
Hold on. No disrespect intended. This Leaky Leon. I mean, wasn't y'all he-heeing and laughing a minute ago? Motherfucker, get your asses down.
Listen. Junior,
yes,
I never asked him what size tire. I know what he running. I don't care.
Listen, hold on.
That's
hey,
what
Junior,
I'm talking about.
Junior.
That must have been
Junior.
A guy from Chicago. Yes, sir.
The car that's coming over there to terminate that man will be on a 28-inch tire with no bar. We don't give a damn what size shoe he got or the Willie bar.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. You said you don't care what I got, right? So that's a new car, right?
You said what?
Is that a new car or that's somebody raced already?
It's somebody raced already.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if it's a new car, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I ain't gonna make no argument. If it's a new car, I'm gonna take that 67 Camaro we got. And I'm not studying. So I'm letting y'all know, ain't no need switching cars on me. Keep trying to get a car to run me with different cars. Because I got my same car.
We got
but
the
if they
same
got a different
car.
Car oh, okay,
hey.
That's all I'm saying. Because you know what,
when I ran y'all
with the Mustang. Then when y'all come back to run me, y'all got the boot. But I ain't saying nothing about it. I ain't arguing nothing about that.
You didn't run a Mustang back. You never said nothing else about it.
Man, stop lying, man. Don't. We ain't gonna burn no shore with that. We ain't gonna burn no shore with that. You got that gold boot
right.
back
I
up
don't
there.
Care. I mean, I've been looking for
right.
you for the race. You say you weren't right, so hurry up and get right. You're gonna be right on 27 after you run calm. I'll be there.
Hey, listen, man. When I get down whooping on King Kong, I'm gonna let that son of a bitch cool down, and me and you can be next. So get all your shakedown pants, because everybody got issues about all that shakedown shit, and I don't want to wait all night long to drag me. So, and Tony, you quit trying to put everybody in the goddamn bucket and get your ass back out there, because you know I'm going to break your back this
Ooh-wee.
Time, Bobby. That's why you're ducking. You know
what I mean, hey, hold on now. Hey.
You won't see that song, just bust some ties loose this time.
Now, I got to give it to you on that one, Leon. In true gangsterish fashion, you went straight to the head of the table and hit him dead in the mouth. That's what I'm talking about. I don't hear none of your boys stepping up now. What happened? Boss got hit in the mouth. What's going on?
Hey, Junior, you know why I do that? Because I know as long as I've been knowing Tony, I always say how he did and what he did. But you win. You know, when Aaron beat me, he won. You know what I'm saying? We had issues. Tony don't never see, well, the man had issues. That's how I got away. But a win is a win. You just sat here and told him, like, you just sat here and said you pushed the passenger before I left the sideline. Did you just say that?
Yeah, he said he pulled his shoe at the 100-foot mark. He said he pulled the shoe at the 100-foot mark, man.
Hey, Junior. Junior, I'm standing back with my brother. I'm holding my left hand to God right now. That time ago, I ran for like one no parachute. I was going down the track sideways trying to catch that motherfucker, boy.
Hey, Tom.
Man,
hey,
you think
Tom,
go look at the video.
Hey, Tom pulled the chute. He was like 1,580 feet out when he finally bagged off of that car, man. He tried to hear that bullshit. Hey, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what the fuck is he running? The half mile with this motherfucker? Goddamn. You know what it was, Leon? Scared to death because he knew you was coming and coming hard, boy.
Hey, Junior, that motherfucker come back at Tony sideways. He can tell how he wants to, but you can give him Mr. Butterfinger and you'll see it all day long. You see it all day long on that. Boy, when that motherfucker got a hold of that track, I cut the world on to try to catch that bump. Hey, that mother was going down the track sideways. I gave it up. I said, goddamn, I'm about to crash the mother trying to catch him. I can't catch him.
Hey, Leon. Hey, he talking about, I hit the chute at the 100-foot mark. Man, shit.
He don't tell the truth.
don't know why he won't just sell it too. I gave him the win.
Leon,
I think
Leon,
he won.
Why you think, hey, Leon, why you think I want to whoop these suckers out of Michigan so bad? I mean, I don't mean no disrespect to him. I don't mean no disrespect, but that's why I talk the way that I do, man. Get
you
down.
Know why it's gonna be hard.
Get in there.
You know
like
how
it's
gonna be. You know why it's gonna be hard to whoop them? Because when somebody's so big racist, I really and I'm gonna keep it real. When Tony threw a race, I announced his racist like it. I was part of the race. I wanted everybody to come to this race because I said we gonna get it on that day. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even leave until 2 o'clock my time to come in that motherfucking track. You know what I'm saying? But we can't get everybody to come to these races all at one time. Somebody else going to race and you cater to another race. I don't cater to nobody racing. If I'm ready and I can go, I'm going to go. Because if I cater, they're going to be expecting me. I'd rather just say, I'm going to see how things look. You don't know how things might look. I just ain't going to do that. But Tony, you might not get caught.
Hey, Leon. Basically, Tone, can I say something before I let y'all go back? Basically, man, again, I don't mean no disrespect to nobody, man, but y'all motherfuckers done perfected the ducking move. You know that? y'all motherfuckers bobbing weed like, hey, you know what? I'm glad I just thought of that. Now I know why Mayweather's so motherfucking good. Because only motherfuckers out of Michigan can bob and weave the way y'all motherfuckers do. You know that? That just turned the light on in my head. Now I know why this motherfucker world champion. Because y'all motherfucker, it must be in the water, goddammit.
Hey,
okay, go ahead. I mean, I got Leon. Hey,
anybody
was on here. Terrell was on here.
Listen. Anybody in the state of Illinois or Indiana can get locked in tonight. I don't know. We don't duck nothing over here, man. Nothing.
Okay. You said anyone in the state of Illinois or Indiana can lock in what? That's an open word.
Well, listen, we have cars over here that we'll accommodate them with. We trying to go, man.
Okay,
Leon don't like to lock in, so I understand that. When Leon gets to the drag strip, Leon got action with at least two Michigan cars.
Right. Okay, hold on. Let me mute this mic. We got somebody there with some background. I need y'all to clean it up, please. Somebody got a TV on at home? Come on.
I hear some noise in the background, like some radio or something.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
I say Leon got action with at least two Michigan cars right now. But I understand that the man don't like to lock in prior to a race. But when he gets to the drag strip, he got action with at least two Michigan cars.
Okay, and he'll take that.
What cars is those? Okay, you know what? It don't matter. I don't care what car it is. I ain't tripping about that. Y'all ain't let me get ammunition now. I got two Camaros. Two Camaros I'm racing this weekend. If they come up in this weekend,
you driving both of them? Yes. Okay. I'm just asking. All right, look, I'm looking for clarification. That's my big brother.
The second Camaro is my big brother. It's a 67 Camaro. Nitrous car.
Hold on. When you say your big brother, you talking about a friend of yours or your biological brother?
Well, if you look at it, no, a friend of mine, but I drive his cars. He don't drive. He owns cars, but I drive his car.
Okay.
I'm the only one from Indiana to do the grudge races. I can book his car. But we're going to have him there. Matter of fact, we're going to have three of his cars there.
Okay, I thought it was your biological brother. I was going to say, he got the back tie. Because he ain't nothing either.
Well, he got the back tie.
I say, if it was your biological brother and y'all got the same genes, we're going to give him the back tie because if he your brother, he can't be nothing.
What happened if I put my brother in my car? You don't get in the back car? I'm gonna see.
Hold
I'm
on,
trying to make
hold
some
on,
happen.
Hold on.
Hey, Junior,
hey,
I'm
now
trying
you
to go, make some
hey,
happen.
Hold on. Now you're gonna see him backpedal. Now you're gonna see him backpedal. Come on, man. Do the shoulder roll.
Hey,
tuck
hey,
that shoulder up to your chin.
You
see yeah, I see it. I see it. You ain't gotta tell me.
You
ain't gotta tell me.
You gonna
me.
Give him the back tire if I put him in there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Put a 29 and take off the bar. You
no, 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 no. All I'm asking you, what you just said and said, if I put my brother in there, you gonna give him the back tire.
If you got
I'm
a 29,
throw him in
the
that
marker
if you give him the back tire. I'm gonna throw him
hey.
In if you give that back tie.
Hey,
you hear
me?
I don't hear that, Junior.
29 with no bar, you got the back tie.
Hey, look. The last time that car had a 29 on it when I first bought it, when I bought it, it had a 29 on it and I didn't like it. And it was off in less than a week. I'm gonna have a 29 in it in 20 years. So why would I put one on there now?
Well, take the bar off, man. Just take the bar off, Kyle.
No. I'm going to let you do what you just said. You said, I'm going to put my brother, I'm going to throw him in there. He ain't even hit it, even okay it or nothing. I'm going to throw him in there. Give him the back tie.
No, I said your brother's car.
But he got a stock suspension car. He's a street car. We talking about that 69.
We got a street car, stock suspension.
We ain't selling that big old boat, man. We ain't starting that. That's stay on the right track now. You trying to get off the track. Stay on the right track. I'm going to throw him in that 69, come out. Give him the back tie.
No, we don't want none of that drama. We don't want none of that drama. I'm sorry. I'm going to stand down. I'm going to stand down.
Okay.
Hey, I've only seen two guys in my life that can roll their hips the way motherfucking Little Tone just did. And you know who the other guy was? Sugar Ray Leonard, goddamn boy! You see the way, hey! You see the way he was rolling, shit! Hey, Tone, I'm gonna make it one easier for you. You said y'all have multiple. Your man Aaron Street King, you still on there? You said, man, I grab a handful. I wish don't grab one handful, grab two handful. Of them motherfuckers you got over there and come on down here. If you can't do it on the 27th, do it on the 3rd and the 4th. Now act like
we're gonna do it on both dates.
Well shit, that's all you got. Grab a handful. Grab a handful. I mean this is
hold on, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all know whether or not Biz will be present at Big Drag Race? Do anybody know?
I can't speak on that. I don't know.
No, he ain't.
Keep it real. I'm gonna keep it
there.
Real. Me personally, I don't know. I don't care.
I don't think so.
You know why I say it? Because this ain't a one man show over here. You have multiple assassins over here.
No. I mean, I got sidetracked right there. See, that's somebody that I'm personally looking for. I've been chasing the man for about 9 months. So
Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get a line here. Give me one second. You can say what you got to say, though. 630-1551. Your mic is open.
Junior, he's going to be in Maryland.
Oh, thank you very much. Danny, come on in. Okay, now we can address that issue. Continue to say what you were saying, Tom.
Hey, this is all we got to say. I just got to finish talking to all them Boost boys. I was just at the track, just leaving the track. They want to run all Detroit Boost cars head up out the back door.
God damn.
Okay. Can we please?
I just left the track. All the Boost boys said Turbo GT, SVO, and the rest of them said they want to run out the back door.
Is that an open invitation to anyone from the state of Michigan?
Long as they got a Boost car and they on the same size tires they got head up action. That goes for Kimo and all the rest of them. What's their boy Junior with Regulator, the Fry Guy,
all
the rest of them.
They all got 29s, man.
Tell them to put they 28 on like the rest of them. They all want to run them head up out the back door.
They all got in that shootout and they had different size tires.
Well, listen here. I just left the track with these guys. They want to run head up at 131 out the back door. Can we make this happen?
Hold on.
Yeah,
you're telling me they are coming to 131. And now, let me clarify this, Danny. Stop me at any time. You have a band of boosted assassins from Illinois on 28s that say any motherfucker that show up out of Michigan or surrounding, I think they call this the tri-state area, on 28s boosted got motherfucking action. Is that what you said, sir?
Yeah. Yes, I just left the track with these guys. Let me say this, please. Tony?
Slow.
They done muted his mic. Street King?
Is anybody there?
I'm here.
I'm going to say this with the utmost respect. Same way my man Little Tony says it. Lock your fag ass in the state of Michigan. Okay? I picked that up. Hold on. I didn't finish, sir. I give you the utmost respect. Let me go on and get my 30 seconds. With the utmost respect, I love the way you say it. Lock your fag ass in. The state of Michigan. Hello?
Listen, man.
Damn, Danny, look at all these numbers just dropped
hold
off,
on,
Danny.
Hold on.
I guess it's just me and you.
Hey,
yes.
Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I had dropped off. Could you explain to me what you said you got again now?
You didn't drop off. Ain't nobody mute your mic. You heard what I just
said.
No, he
dropped off. I just brought him back in. He did drop off. You know I ain't gonna lie for that motherfucker on
the
other side of the
car that's
phone.
Over there. The boost cars over here want to run them head up out the back door.
Okay. But you saying you stipulating a tire size?
Yeah, because they all on 28s.
Okay, but like Aaron just said, when we just did the Clash of the Titans, it was anything go. So what difference do it make now?
Hold on. But now they want to run 28s out the back door. I just left the track with them.
Okay, but like Aaron just said, they just ran Aaron with a motherfucking Aaron. What size tire did you have on your car?
Hey, you sound like they're backpedaling once again, huh?
No, I'm saying you want a guy to undress his car now. They saying they want to get out the back door. So, I mean, you know what? Like I say, what a few of us sat down and was talking about, how guys always complaining about, well, you can't have this, you can't have that. Think about it. When we did the Clash, it was come to win. Guys had Willie bars on. Guys had 29s, 31s, 33s, and nobody said a word. You seen guys
Lil
on 28s.
Lil Ron was about to run
a
chemo.
Huh?
Lil Ron was about to run chemo.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on, Aaron. What size tire did you have on your car?
I put a 31 on for the shootout.
Right. Did you have a Willie bar? Okay, did you have a Willie bar on it?
Yeah.
And you ran Puerto Rican Pete on a 28 with no bar. It ain't no more crime, man. Ain't nothing nobody can say. Everybody ran everybody. I wasn't there,
because I didn't know what happened. But I'm telling you what they were just told to me when we was at the track.
Why would it not affect? Hold on, and not to mention, now Aaron had a 31 with a bar. He ran Puerto Rican Pete with a 28 no bar and lost. All the races that went down, it was not one race that pulled up to the line that any of us could say, oh, this easy money here. It was some good head-up hardcore racing. Some guys had 28, some 29s, 31s.
Well,
so all that, that ain't no excuse. Who them guys want to get out that back door?
Okay, but what's wrong with everybody putting 28s and they running the boost cars out the back door now? What's wrong with that now?
Well, what's wrong with them putting a 29 on their car and running them then? Tell them to put a 29
right
on there. What's the difference? It doesn't make a difference. If you feel your shit running good, race it.
I
ran Leon. Leon ran me. I had a little tire. He had a bigger tire. If I feel
telling you what they just said. Right. We was just at the track. So what's wrong with y'all putting on 28s to run them out the back door? What's the problem? I'm not.
What's wrong with them putting on a 29?
Putting on 29 and race them out the back door.
Maybe their cars can't take a 29.
Maybe these cars can't take a 28.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you showed that the ducking part right.
Man, I know one thing, man. I mean,
What killed me is y'all asking Michigan to detune. We telling y'all, no, step y'all's up. So what's the difference?
Tom.
Yeah.
He ran the yellow car, and I had a 29 and a bar. He ran me head up.
You know, my point is this. At some point in time, I'm talking to you again, old school. You know Tone, Danny, you know me very well. I'm old school when it comes to this shit. Listen, man, at some point, stop all this bullshit. Motherfuckers, just bring what you got and go at it, man. I'm gonna tell you this. This 28, this is my personal opinion again. There's those that feel I might be right. There's those that might feel I'm wrong. And in the end, my personal opinion, I don't give a fuck. But the way things are right now, with tire technology, okay, with the electronics that are out there, okay, we can talk all this bullshit and sidestep all you want. Ain't nobody limited in nothing. You got guys on a 26-inch tire that can run quicker than some guys on a 29 or a 31-inch tall tire. So all this back and forth, put this tire, take that tire, honestly, to me, that's a bunch of bullshit. You know, if you truly want to race a motherfucker and prove your point, prove it at your best and let them be at their best, man. I mean, that's the way I look at that. You know, if you got a 1733 on your car and I got a 29900 on my car and I think I can knock your motherfucking head off, man, fuck that tire you got, man. But, I mean, there's always this back and forth because of the tire. I understand a tire makes a difference. But being that the technology is, and ain't nobody here got no cheap-ass cars. These ain't no junk cars. You know, whether you got state-of-the-art car, motor, tuner, or a complete package. Come on, man. I mean, really? When you start putting up things like that, you really ain't trying to engage a motherfucker. That's what my opinion is. You know, if I don't need the wheelie bar, it's because I can tune my chassis. If you need it, it's because you can't. You know, okay then, let's go at it. Which one's better? Hey, Tone, my bad. I ain't mean to jump off like that, but you know that shit be killing me, man.
In all the years me and you've been partners, I think that's the first time I can ever agree with you.
You're right. And I'm glad that you do, because the bottom line, Tone, you build what you want, okay? So if you built your car to run an 8-inch slick, that was your choice, you know? If you chose to put a 1733, that was your choice. Now, is my choice based off of what I have, whether or not I want to engage with you? If not, leave a motherfucker alone. But all this back and forth, man, give me this, take this off. I'm gonna tell you something, Tone. You know, you and me had a lot of conversations, long, deep conversations. Danny, know me very well, Tone. You know how many times I lined up. I'm gonna give you a prime example. I had a 4,400 pound 87 Caprice Classic. You know how many times I lined that bitch up with motherfuckers that had 1432s on their car and motherfuck them. You know, but that was my choice. Why? I built what I wanted. You know how many guys I lined up that I had no business that had big blocks, single stage, dual stage. I got a small block car. That was my choice. So this other shit, I mean, I know I sound kind of heated, But believe it or not, it does get me heated. You know why? You built what you got. If you can't hang with a motherfucker, stay out the motherfucking way then. But this man undress your shit or dress up to meet me, man, fuck that, man. It's bullshit. You know? My bad, dog. You know there's certain things that just they get me heated, brother. You know? And again, I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. But in the end, I don't give a fuck. If you like it, you don't like it. Again, it's my opinion.
But that's exactly what we're saying. Is they can get all the backdoor action they want, but ain't nobody gonna detune their car for them. If they trying
and
to
I
go,
mean,
then let's get out.
And I understand that. I'm gonna tell you this, man. Whatever's going on with me has been in the workings for a minute for X reasons. I'm not gonna ask nobody to undress. I'm not gonna ask them. Listen, when I come, I'm coming with two questions. Do you wanna race? That's a yes or no question. Next question is how much. That's it. I don't give a fuck the tire you got. I don't give a fuck about nothing you got. Because if I'm coming to you, it's because I feel I'm going to beat your brains in. You know, if I don't approach you, for those that are around, if I don't approach you, it's because I feel I can't whoop you. I ain't going to say shit to you. You know?
I can say one thing. You got a punk, peanut-ass motor. I don't give a fuck what tire size you got. You can't get down the track. It's that motor.
That's right. That's right. You know, that's where it's now I'm going to ask this. A lot of us here, we was old street racers before. I mean, because you ain't did nothing, which is a great thing, because you took it off the streets and you brought it to the track. That's the only difference now, you know, which I think that's the greatest thing to ever happen. Because of the positions we were putting ourselves in and putting others in, you know. But, I mean, from what I remember back in the days, I didn't give a fuck who you were. If you showed up and I looked and I thought I could get you, man, let's go on with it. I ain't never said to a motherfucker back in the days, man, take your tires off, take your willy bars off, take this off, take that off. I mean, shit, if it's like that, when you come to see, man, you ain't got nothing on your car because I'm going to want you butt naked. Shit. Come on, man. But, hey, Tone, again, my bad. You know, I get a little bit heated on certain things, but y'all keep going. ah, shit. Hello?
Hey, all I can say, I hope one day they give up on that talking about that tire size shit. Because that tire shit,
Leon,
tire shit gonna run everybody away.
Leon, you know what it is? That's this new wave. the way I call it. That's these
hey,
new wave
hey, Junior,
video
Junior,
internet
Junior.
Google gangsters, man. Yes, sir.
Junior, first of
yes,
all, how a man with a 1740 on the back of his car gonna say anything about tire? Leon, just leave that tire shit alone, man. We know you don't care what size tire somebody come
okay,
with because
okay,
you got the biggest
okay,
tire they make, man.
Okay, but granted, listen to what you just said, Tony. But listen, to tell you how drag racing is, look at how big a tire you got, he got, and you still slipped away from him, because I'm going to put it out there like that. You slipped away from him.
You're right.
I mean,
right.
So I mean,
yeah.
So I mean, the tire size, this another thing that killed me. A guy like Leon, and Leon, I don't mean no disrespect to you. A guy like Leon, motherfuckers will jump all over him, knowing that he got a big tire with a bar and everything else. But you ain't gonna run a guy that's got a 29 and you got a 28. Man, kiss my ass, man. Come on, man.
I agree with you 100%.
You know?
When me and Leon ran, I didn't ask that man to take nothing off his car. I knew he had a big tire. I knew he had a willy bar, and I did. But that wasn't what it was all about.
Well, see, Junior, it goes to the individual who they're racing. You see what I'm saying? It goes to the individual who they're racing. Because
okay,
if they feel
that
person ain't really
called.
Doing nothing, they're going to jump on them. But if it's somebody they know that can hustle, they got a little time, they ain't going to jump on them that quick.
Hold on. So what you saying? I played Leon for a chump. I said, you know, that's why I jumped on him. I thought he was soft.
No, I'm just saying.
Is that what you're saying?
But listen. Not just like when y'all thought Leroy was Leon. Y'all was jumping up and down till y'all seen who that car was. Everybody back off of him. Because they thought Leroy was Leon for a minute. Then when they see the car. Everybody back up off of him. Because it depends on the individual. That's all I'm saying. It depends on who the individual is.
Kimo was on the phone. He got the names confused. Locked in with that man. Then when y'all told him who it was, Kimo said, oh, well, I'm here now. Tell him, get his ass down. And we was at Miley Bradway waiting on Leroy to show up. Leroy ended up having problems and couldn't answer the call. Kimo had that car at the drag strip in the lanes, locked and loaded, man. That man didn't back down.
No, that wasn't the one. That was the one when he locked in the run with Jimbo.
Who? No.
When they thought...
Kimo locked in with Leroy.
Yeah, Kimo and Leroy had locked in because Kimo thought it was Leon he was talking to. But Leroy,
yeah.
I mean, once he found out it was Leroy, I mean, Kimo could have easily said, you know what, man, fuck it, I overstepped.
When they locked in with Jimbo, they thought it was Leon. They didn't know it was Leroy when he locked in.
Right, that was another scenario.
That's the one I'm talking about. They didn't know who was who. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying they was just jumping on individual because they thought who it was. Then when they found out it wasn't him, it was somebody else. Their tone changed. Everything changed then.
Hold on. But did they race?
No, Jimbo had crashed his car.
But he was going to race though. He was going to go, right?
To my knowledge, they said he was, but then when they seen the car, they were just going to pay the lockup off.
Well, why didn't he pay the lockup off? He said he crashed the car. That man was going to, hey, man, listen. The time you're talking about, that's when Jimbo had merged with Never Scared. If Leroy showed up, man, them people was going to go, man. That one thing I say about that Never Scared crew, that man is truly Never Scared. That man is going to go. And Jimbo,
they race.
When he had
and
that damn fool
coming
to
boy. Latone.
Yeah.
Latone. Latone.
Hey, you got somebody with a lot of background noise there. If you could clean that up, please. You got a TV or something on? Or the radio?
Can you hear me now?
Thank you. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Look, he did a Willie and he bust the oil pan and messed the K-member up.
Okay, but they was going to go. Even though, like I said, they was going to race. So,
I mean,
every time, like I say, we did have a few mishaps and mixed the names up with Leroy and Leon, but every time, wasn't no lockups going to get paid. Man, them people's going to race that man.
Yeah,
we're going to
race him.
Dang it, man. I'll tell you this again,
my opinion. You know, a lot of these cars, they're really close. You know, whether they on a 28, whether they on a 29, or whether they on a 30-inch tall tire. Because truth be told, ain't nobody out of both groups really stand out on their own. You know, it's just that any given day, I mean, luck is a motherfucker. When you got it on your side, you're going to do it. A lot of the guys, you might think they're a lot quicker than what they are, but the thing is, they're not quicker. They're just consistent. They're able to make it down each time. So this ducking and bullshit, I don't understand it. But again, Tom, I'm going to open the door for you. Aaron, same thing. Mr. Street King. Grab a handful of them killers and come on down.
Junior,
why
do
I say that?
They will
But you know what? I keep emphasizing it. You know why?
You know what? We coming after, you know what, them East Side Stranglers. Actually, that's the crew we coming after. It seems like they've been kicking up a little dust around that lately. We coming to knock them off.
And guess what? They're going to accommodate you any which way they can.
Who is that talking? Who is that talking?
Lil Tony. It's Lil Tony.
Oh, okay.
You see that strangler jump out there real quick. They jump out quick. Tread very carefully.
tread very carefully
when you say that name.
Just put the rope out there so they can hang themselves.
Hey, I told y'all I was on some shit today. Why? Because we got some events coming up. Got the 27th, got the 4th, we got the 31st, we got in September, we got the 8th, man. Listen, man, I'm trying to see y'all motherfuckers engaged for real. On the 3rd and 4th, Byron, I'm going to put this out there. For those who complain about Byron, listen to what I'm going to say. Byron is the place where for the 19th or the 20th year, might even be the 21st year, in the middle of the heat, they hold the Willie contest. So Byron is a track that works. For those that complain, it don't hook, it don't work in the heat, use a goddamn lie. Learn how to tune in the heat is what you need to do.
Anybody with a slow car, you go to Byron, the track run downhill. So you might gain extra 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, they'll be able to pick up a little bit. Another thing, you better have your shit right, because Byron is known for one thing that probably ain't another track in the country. If your shit is weak, you're going to leave it on the starting line. I guarantee you that. So make sure y'all got your shit welded up real tight. Make sure you got everything in order, because if not, you're going to be out there looking stupid like the other 10,000 have done. You got four lanes. Byron used to be a four-lane drag strip. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of history. So that bullshit about the walls too close, no, you got plenty of room there. In fact, you could park your trailer on one side and still make a pass in that lane. Shit. You know, hey, Tone, you know I'm going to push this with you. Why? Because you my man. Everybody know that. But you on the wrong side of the border.
Okay.
I keep telling you that.
You are entitled to your opinion. I'm riding with my mob, man. Period. We gonna come over there.
Hey, man. You put the best thing on your shirt, Tone. A motherfucker up there with a Tommy gun. That motherfucker got Michigan all over it.
Hey, you know what they needed to put on there? They should have put a keyboard on there instead. Because that's where the real gangsters are at. They on that keyboard.
Man, I'm going to come down that motherfucker. If each and every individual get on the side of me, down on their ass, I'm going. Them stranglers, them East Side Stranglers, they might as well just put the loose out, put their neck to it. Cause I'm going to play the Gap Band.
Hold on now. That Gap Band shit, shit ain't as easy as it. That shit look good on YouTube.
Aaron, that shit ain't as easy as it look now. Hey, Aaron, you talking about the Incredible Hulk? You going Gap it?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Really? That's a negative. That's a negative there, sir.
Hey, Junior, you want to bet 100 on the side that I Gap?
You want me to tell you something, bet, motherfucker, and we'll put them on YouTube. Now you talking? In fact, I'm gonna tell you this: bet 10 push-ups and 3 squats, motherfucker. Yeah. You goddamn right. Hey, motherfuckers who speak my language and understand what I'm saying, come on with it. Yeah, we getting down and dirty now. I'm with
you. You got it. I just want to, when I come back down there, just have my honey. I want to buy me something to eat. Even though y'all see for free, I'm going to buy some drinks as I get some break.
Hey,
Aaron, you're going to be at the next shootout, right?
Hey,
yes,
Aaron.
Sir. Yes, sir. God willing and everything's good in the home front. Yes, sir.
Hey, Aaron, you ain't got about nothing, man. We're going to have plenty of food at the trailer, man. I don't want none of my friends out to buy none of that track. Save your money.
Can you do me a favor, Aaron? Pay me in dollar bills, man, so I can pass it out to the little kids out there. We can do that. Can we do that, man? I'm gonna make it rain for the little kids, man.
These kids
into that quarter shit. They want that green shit, boy. Listen, when them kids say, "Hey, Junior, thanks," I'm gonna say, "Don't thank me. Y'all gotta thank. Go over there to the Street King and say thank you. Because if he come back to the line, he's gonna do the same shit again."
Okay, I'm telling you.
That's what I'm talking about. Shit.
Hey, Tom.
I need you to get out here Friday, man.
I'm trying to come, man. I'm trying to spend this $100.
Come on, Friday.
I disrespect you with the gift. Man. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna let you know Thursday though. I might come. I just gotta go to this funeral.
Okay.
Hey, Terrell, I need a favor from you, man.
Go ahead.
Don't do like Tone did that he said he pulled that at the 100-foot mark. Do me a favor at about just to give him a chance. I say about maybe 12:50. Just toss that shit out there. Let him see where it's coming out of, man. Do me that favor, man. You know, don't do it no sooner than that, because anything sooner than that, you know, he's going to say you obstructed his view and he got scared because he seen it pop out and all this other bullshit. But at about 12:50, you know, I mean, shit, off the Sears Tower, he can't get by. So just drop it down for him. Give him a little, what was your man did over there to skin? Roll the window down. Give him the middle finger, man, while you go.
That's
what I'm saying. See how we disrespect people over here?
That's how we disrespect motherfuckers, man. That's what we do, man.
if I was in that slow motherfucker, let
the window down, go flip in the bird and pull it back off on me. Come on, man.
Hey, Tom, if I was in them slow motherfuckers, I would have been sending them text messages while we going through there. What the fuck is you talking about? Hey, Tom, we gotta close it out, brother.
All right, fellas, we appreciate everybody coming on, and Eastside Strangler Mob, man, we really appreciate y'all. Y'all bring a lot of excitement when y'all come to the track, and we appreciate y'all's support, and ain't no question about it. We're going to support y'all to the fullest in anything y'all do. Anybody out there that's on the road, we want y'all to drive safe. Be careful. God bless everybody, and we holler at y'all next week.
Y'all have a good week, man, and be safe.
Thanks for having me, y'all, guys.
You got it, Joe. When you get a chance, as soon as you get them flyers, send them out, man, so we can get that posted up for you, bro.
Oh yeah, and Joe. I didn't know you were still with us, Joe. And much success. We wish the best for you and your brother on your show and getting the Gangsta Boo together. And I'm gonna definitely try to come down there and support you. We appreciate you calling in, man, and showing our show support. And hopefully we'll see you. Like I say, God willing, the creek don't rise. We'll see you on the 27th at the South Invasion North. Morocco, Indiana. It's going to be a Grudge Inc. event, and Motor City will be there to support.
Okay, right, fellas. I'll see y'all. Y'all be safe.
All right. You guys have
all right,
a good
time. All right.
All right.
Well,